The portion of scripture for our meditation this morning is recorded for us in the first book of the prophet Samuel, chapter 3, beginning with the first verse. This is our first lesson for today, this second Sunday after the Epiphany of our Lord. Dear friends in Christ, you're sitting down in your favorite spot watching TV. Maybe you're watching the football games that are going to be played later on today, or a NASCAR race, or maybe it's your favorite drama on TV or reality contest, or maybe it's a good movie. You're trying to pay attention. You're trying to concentrate on what you're watching. But there are too many distractions. Your spouse comes in and wants to talk about something, or the phone rings, or someone else stops by, or the kids are playing, they're being too loud. You're trying to concentrate, you're trying to watch TV, but there's too much stuff going on, and soon it happens that you miss a big play, or a big turning point in the plot, or you miss the judge's scores. Now, if you have a DVR, you're able to pause it, to rewind it, and go back, but if not, you gotta watch. We've all been there before. We've all been trying to concentrate on something and we get distracted. How often does that happen when it comes to God's Word? You're sitting down and trying to concentrate on God's Word. Maybe you're reading your Bible or a devotion at home. Maybe you're in Bible class or you're trying to pay attention to a sermon and something happens or something you read or something is said and your mind starts wandering. And you soon realize that you've read your entire devotion and you don't know what you're talking about. Or Bible class is over and you've been thinking about something for the last 15 minutes. Or the pastor says, amen, everyone stands, and you realize you have no idea what the pastor talked about for 20 minutes. Or how many times does it happen that you get home from a worship service and you can't even remember for the life of you what the lessons were about? We try to concentrate on God's Word. We try to listen when the Lord speaks to us. But we get distracted and our minds are elsewhere. And then there's that temptation then. Well, if I'm going to get distracted anyway, well then why even bother? Then we go towards something else. Samuel's mother, Hannah, had been praying for a child for years. And she prayed to the Lord that if you would bless me with a child, if you would bless me with a son, I will dedicate that son to you and give you that son. So the Lord answered Hannah's prayer and gave her Samuel. When Samuel was weaned, Hannah took him to the temple to live and to work under the care and guidance and instruction of the high priest named Eli. Over the years, Samuel grew in wisdom and stature, and he was given more and more jobs to do around God's house. And Eli grew weaker and older. Eventually, his eyesight began to fail, and you can assume that so did his strength. It's probably pretty accurate to say that Samuel regularly helped out Eli on many different occasions. On one particular night, someone called for Samuel. Samuel! Well, Samuel got up and he ran to Eli, probably as he often did, and said, "Here I am. You called me." Eli responded, "I did not call. Go back and lie down." Three times this happened. Three times someone called for Samuel, and three times Samuel went running toward Eli. Now Samuel made a mistake. It's an understandable mistake. He probably went running towards Eli many times in the middle of the night. Plus, the Lord didn't make regular appearances to people at that time. He didn't come to people in visions that He never had spoken yet to Samuel, so Samuel did not yet recognize the name of the Lord. So when someone called to him, he automatically assumed it wasn't the Lord. It must have been Eli. That the Lord would talk to him wasn't even a possibility in his mind. So when the Lord called, Samuel went elsewhere. Sounds kind of like us. Sometimes we go running elsewhere when the Lord calls to us. He calls to us through His Word. He calls to us through His Gospel. We can hear His Word. God can speak to us when we read the Bible, when we read a devotional book, when we go to Bible study, when we're in worship, listening to a sermon. But we get distracted by the things of this world. We go running elsewhere. The Lord calls to us. He says, cast all your anxiety on Him, on Me, because He cares for you. But when we go through hard times, we often don't go to God in His Word. We don't pray to God. No, we try to self-medicate, or we seek solace and answers in the wisdom of others. He says, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. No, we grow in knowledge of a lot of things. We grow in knowledge of our favorite athlete or team or favorite actor or musician. We grow in knowledge about how to do certain things. But often we don't do much growing in knowledge of God and His Word as we read and study. He says, let us not stop meeting together as some are in the habit of doing. But instead of fleeing to church, we often find ourselves at work or sleeping in or at some sort of family activity. Instead of listening to the words, we seek answers from the shallow and empty philosophies of the world. We look for solutions from our problems, from our friends or from science or from the ways of the world. The Lord calls to us again and again through His Word, and again we go running elsewhere, distracted by the things of this world. Three times the Lord called for Samuel, and three times Samuel came running to Eli. Finally, Eli figured it out. He hadn't been calling the boy. He hadn't been calling Samuel, but the Lord was. So Eli said, go and lie down, and if he calls you, say, speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So that's exactly what Samuel did. He went down and lay back down in his bed. And when the Lord came again and stood by him in a vision, he said, Samuel, Samuel. Samuel, knowing that it was the Lord, said, speak. For your servant is listening. The first time Samuel had spoken, or the Lord had spoken to Samuel. The word of the Lord was rare before then. But the word of the Lord is no longer rare today. No, the Lord speaks to us today. Not by visions, not by a special revelation, but He speaks to us in His holy word, recorded for us down in the Bible. And we have His word readily available to us whenever we please. We don't have to wait for a special revelation from the Lord in order for Him to speak to us. Everything He wants us to know is recorded for us and written down for us in the Bible. We have the Bible readily available to us in many different translations and languages that we can understand. A blessing from the Lord. A blessing that Christians for centuries did not enjoy. Not until about the 15th century when the Gutenberg press was invented that Bibles were able to be made relatively cheap and something that a common person could eventually afford. Not only do we have Bibles in hard copy for us, we can look it up on the internet, we have it on our phones, we can even listen to it on a CD or online. At any time and in many different formats, we have God's revelation available to us whenever we want to make use of it. It is that word. It is that gospel that the Lord uses to call us to faith. The Lord uses to bring us to faith and to keep us in the one true faith. That's the point that Paul makes in our second lesson for today. God chose you to be saved through the sanctifying work of the Spirit and through belief in the truth. He called you to this through our gospel, so that you might share in the glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through the gospel, the Holy Spirit calls us to faith, so that through that faith we might receive all the blessings, the forgiveness of sins, and eternal life that our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ has won for us. Not only does the Lord used the word to call us to faith, but He uses that word to reveal Himself to us. He reveals Himself as the Creator of the world. He reveals His Son as both God and man at the same time. He reveals Himself as a gracious and compassionate God, as God told Moses, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God, slow to anger and abounding in love and faithfulness, maintaining love to thousands, and forgiving wickedness, rebellion, and sin. In His Word, the Lord reveals Himself as one who does not hold our sin against us, who does not treat us as our sins deserve, but a gracious and compassionate and loving God. A God who sent His Son into the world to suffer, to die for us, to take away our sins so that He could declare us not guilty. Because He tells to us in His Word, we all like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to his own way, and the Lord has laid on Him the iniquity or sins of us all. The Lord put on Jesus all of our sins, became guilty of everything we have done wrong, and He reveals God made Him who had no sin to be sin for us, so that we might become the righteousness of God. Not only did He take away and pay for our sins, but He gave us His perfect life so that we might be declared righteous in the sight of God and be considered holy through faith in Him. He also tells us, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in Me will live even though he dies, and whoever lives and believes in Me will never die. Not only did Jesus suffer and die, not only did Jesus give us His perfect life, but He rose from the dead. And that resurrection is a guarantee that we too will rise from the dead, and through faith in Him, we will live forever. This knowledge of God as the Creator of the world, as both God and man, as the one who took away our sins, who gives us His perfect life, who rose from the dead and promises us eternal life, this is only revealed to us on the pages of Scripture. It's not found in the shallow and empty philosophies of the world. It's not found in science. It's not found in the ways of the world. It's not found in the bottom of a bottle. It's found only in His Word. So what do we do then in respect to the Lord, to the Word? Well, we say along with Samuel, speak, O Lord, Your servant is listening. Speak, O Lord, not in the sense that God's going to come to us in a vision and speak to us from a special revelation, but speak to us in Your Word. So when we say, speak, O Lord, it's essentially a prayer saying, help us to be in Your Word. Help us to concentrate on your word. Help us to grow in the grace and knowledge of you. Because we are never satisfied with the knowledge we do have, whether it's great knowledge or just a little bit of amount. We want to know more. We want to know more about what Christ has done. We want to know about who Christ is. It's always good to know more about the Lord and to be reminded of what we already know. And notice that Samuel said, "Speak, O Lord, for your servant is listening." We are servants of the Lord. We are here to serve Him, to do His will. So not only do we want to know who God is and what He has done, but we want to know what we can do to serve the Lord. We want to know what we can do to live lives pleasing to Him. So we read, we study His Word to see how He wants us to live our lives. And motivated by the sacrificial love that He has for us, we want to show love to Him. You're sitting down, watching TV, but your spouse is talking to you. Or your kids are being too loud, or the phone rings, the dog is barking, whatever. You're distracted. There are many things that vie for our attention each and every day. Sadly, they cause us to miss what's important. It is through the Word that the Lord calls us, that the Lord keeps us in faith, that the Lord reveals Himself as a gracious and compassionate God, the Savior of the entire world. So we join together with Samuel today and every day. We say, "Speak, O Lord, for your servant is listening." Amen. Please stand. Now the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.